7 steps to selling food on Shopify. Are you interested in making money by selling food on Shopify? If so, you've come to the right place. This short guide introduces you to 7 crucial steps you need to take to set up your food business on Shopify, so you can start making money and delivering a great quality service. Sound good? Let's dive in and take a look. But before we do, welcome to Marketing Food Online, YouTube's premier food entrepreneur channel. With over 800 videos to help you get your food business, food truck or packaged food product up and running. Make sure you subscribe and hit the bell notification so you don't miss any of our new videos every week. My name is Nigel and I'm here to walk you through the 7 steps to selling food on Shopify. Where to get started with number 1. 1. Get to know the law. Wherever you are in the world, you need to familiarize yourself with the law when it comes to selling food. For instance, if you sell food online in the US, you have to adhere to certain safety requirements and apply for the appropriate licenses. Every country in the world will have its own requirements, so do your research beforehand. Make sure that you incorporate yourself. Check out the link down below in the description for ink file. You can do this online in a matter of minutes and make sure you are legal and legitimate. Be sure to also get food business insurance policy for food businesses, which helps to protect your business from any potential liability. 2. Decide on what food are you going to sell. When you're familiar with food selling laws, it's time to decide what type of food you're going to sell on Shopify. Do you fancy yourself as a talented vegan baker? Or maybe you make exquisite jams, chutneys, and marmalades from natural ingredients. Whatever your thing, you need to decide what you're going to sell so you can start your business plan. What are the most popular online products is pre-packaged food products that you simply buy and resell, marking them up, make a margin, and you're all set. 3. Build your brand. It's time to build your food brand. Come up with a name, design a flashy logo, and you're ready to launch on Shopify. You will also need to design labels and packaging, set up your social media pages, and design any marketing leaflets and flyers you want to put out there. When your brand's all set, you're ready to jump in and create your store. Remember, the brand is the most important factor when you first start a food business. You want your customers to recognize your brand years from now as you build your business, so take time to really think about how you want your label and logo to look, the packaging itself, the colors in a design. 4. Create your product collections. Shopify enables you to create product collections to help manage and market your products. For example, if you're selling handmade cheeses, you might want to create seasonal or regional collections to offer your customers variety when they're shopping on your store. Collections help to drive up your average spend, too. 5. Confirm your pricing. One of the hardest things about setting up your food store on Shopify is deciding on how much to charge. You will need to conduct some market research and see what other sellers are getting for similar products, and you will also need to be aware of variations in different markets. You'll need to factor things like packaging and delivery into your final retail price. When you first start a food business, remember your margins may be a little bit smaller than you would like because your costs are always more expensive when you first start a food business. If you're creating and developing a food product, remember when you're purchasing your bags, labels, and all of the ingredients for your product, it's always the most expensive when you first start. Since you don't have a lot of sales nor do you have a lot of money coming in the front door, you can't necessarily buy your ingredients, packaging, and labels inexpensively in bulk. As your business grows, you will have the opportunity to buy in larger quantities, which brings down the cost of your product. This would only apply if you're actually making your own food product. 6. Launch and promote. You're now ready to launch your Shopify food store. You will need to develop a comprehensive marketing strategy to attract customers to your store, and you will likely make use of social media and other online marketing strategies to promote your food store in the early days. Create a presence online with LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and run ads on Google, Facebook, and any platform that gives you reach for your new site. You can find some helpful tips for promoting your Shopify store on this blog. 7. Review and be adaptable as your business grows. After your first month of selling food on Shopify, you should review your processes and learn from your experiences to date. You might find that you need to change your suppliers or improve your delivery options, or maybe even relocate to a commercial kitchen to service the increase in demand. Whatever you find out, you might need to pivot and change direction slightly to ensure your food business has the best chance of success. So, there you have it. 7 steps to selling food on Shopify. It's an exciting time to be getting into e-commerce, and if you tap into a popular niche, you could be on the way to running an extremely successful food business on Shopify. If this video was helpful, please do give this a thumbs up. If you know anyone who could benefit from our videos and our channel, make sure you let them know about marketing your food online. If you have any questions or comments, let us know down below and we'll get to them as soon as we can. We'll see you on the next video.